Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Gloria Sarmiento, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Thursday, December 5, 2024, with news, with sports, with music. And today we'll be having a feature on the Cosquín Festival, the most important folk music festival in the country, some say in the continent, considering that in January the music festival season will begin in Cosquín at the beginning of February. Is the highlight of the season. So we'll be sharing some information and obviously music about this historic event taking place in the province of Córdoba every summer. Also, we'll be sharing a report on the issue of the Golden Generation. That's how the Argentine national basketball team that won the gold medal in 2004 in Athens is known. Recently, they gave an exhibition game bringing together all of the stars from that team from 20 years ago, including Manu Ginobili, and we'll be sharing a report on them. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslraya@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports if you are at the EXA. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. Families of Argentine Malvinas War victims visit Darwin Cemetery on the islands. Poverty in Argentina remains at 50%, says Catholic University report. President Javier Milei hosts first Buenos Aires CPAC right-wing conference. Colombia's president Gustavo Petro criticizes UK's visa requirements to his country's citizens. Cuba hit by third massive blackout in 2 months. Racing loses to Estudiantes, ending its title hopes. And these are the news. Families of Argentine soldiers fallen during the Malvinas War have visited the Darwin Cemetery on the islands. The group of 140 people returned to the mainland on Wednesday. Argentina's Foreign Ministry says in a statement it prioritized those who had not joined previous trips to the archipelago. The visit also included relatives of victims from the sinking of the General Belgrano cruiser, where over 300 Argentines perished during the 1982 conflict. Foreign Minister Gerardo Werthein, who saw the group off, said the flights reflect Argentina's commitment to resuming sovereignty talks with the UK. These visits, resumed in 2016, are part of a deal with London and the Red Cross, which enabled the identification of most remains buried at Darwin. Previously, over 200 gravestones carried only the inscription, "Argentine soldier, known only to God." Poverty continues to affect half of Argentina's population, according to a report by the Catholic University of Argentina. The study shows a poverty rate of 49.9% as of October, a nearly 5-point increase compared to the previous quarter. The report also reveals that nearly 13% of the Argentine population lives in destitution, unable to cover basic food expenses.
These figures represent the worst social indicators in almost two decades. Presenting the findings, Agustín Salvia, the head of the university's observatory, described the country's political and economic model as failed. He criticized its reliance on deficit-driven consumption and debt accumulation. Salvia also noted that while the policies of President Javier Milei may have mitigated some effects, Argentina remains in a transition process, and he also pointed out that the consequences of these policies could have been worse. President Javier Milei hosted the first Conservative Political Action Conference, the CPAC, in Buenos Aires. The event brought together key figures from the international right, including Donald Trump's daughter-in-law Lara Trump and the president-elect's advisor Ben Shapiro. Brazilian Congressman Eduardo Bolsonaro, the son of former President Jair Bolsonaro, also attended. In his speech, Mr. Milei said, "This is about power. If we don't have it, the left does," referring to his opponents. He advocated for a cultural battle and rejected abortion, radical environmentalism, and other issues that he likened and linked to a global socialist agenda. Colombian President Gustavo Petro criticized the UK for its new visa requirements for its country's citizens. He described the measure as discriminatory and compared it to colonial attitudes, asking if the King of England still acts like a slave master. Mr. Petro also criticized Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Labour Party for, quote-unquote, betraying ideals of equality and freedom. Let's recall that in response, Colombia will impose visa requirements for British travelers entering the country. Cuba has experienced another massive blackout due to the failure of its main thermoelectric plant. This is the third such outage in less than 2 months. President Miguel Díaz-Canel stated on social media that efforts to resolve the issue are ongoing. Officials confirmed the Antonio Guterres plant disconnected overnight, causing widespread power cuts. Electricity has been restored to critical facilities such as hospitals, but around 10 million people remain without power, sources said. The island's power grid has been under strain with previous outages linked to a hurricane and other technical failures. And now, sports. Racing Club's hopes of winning Argentina's domestic league ended with a 5-4 home defeat against Estudiantes de La Plata. Despite being hailed as the best match of the tournament, the loss dashed Racing's chances of a local title after their Copa Sudamericana triumph. Vélez Sarsfield remains the league leaders, followed by Talleres de Córdoba and Huracán, with 2 matches remaining. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
And it's music time now, folks, on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. And we like to commemorate anniversaries on this show. And the one we want to highlight today is not related to Argentine music, but to the best band of all times. That is a global thing. It's not just related to its place of origin, its country of origin, the United Kingdom. I'm talking about the Beatles. And Argentina is a very Beatlemaniac country. If you don't believe me, just check out the latest Paul McCartney concert here in Argentina. Concerts, plural, as he played in Buenos Aires and also in Córdoba. The Beatle anniversary we want to mark is the 60-year anniversary yesterday, December 4, of the release of the Beatles' fourth album, The Beatles for Sale. This is an album that critics and experts consider to be a transition between the Kraft period, in which they wrote songs for radio and they wrote hits, and they moved towards, after Beatles for Sale, into a more experimental phase, starting with Rubber Soul, then Revolver, and especially Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Well, the transition, the turning point between these two phases, the mop top and the experimental phase, is this album of 1964, Beatles for Sale, that features several original songs written by Lennon McCartney, and several covers, something that is kind of a step back after Hard Day's Night, the third album that includes only original compositions. But Beatles for Sale is the final album with some covers by the Beatles. You may have noticed, I'm a big Beatle fan myself. So well, let's honor and remember the release of the Beatles' fourth album, Beatles for Sale, by playing one of the tracks included in that record, No Reply.
This happened once before, when I came to your door, no reply. They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. I saw the light, I saw the light. I know that you saw me as I looked up to see your face. I tried to telephone, they said you were not home. That's a lie, 'cause I know where you've been. I saw you walking your door. Another man in my place. If I were you, I'd realize that I love you more than any other guy, and I'll forgive the lies that I heard before. You said you were not home. That's a lie, 'cause I know where you've been. I saw you walking your door. I nearly died, I nearly died, 'cause you walked hand in hand with another man in my place.
RAI, Argentine vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Beats on the track.
The golden generation of Argentina's basketball.
Va a ser campeón olímpico Argentina, histórico, glorioso, increíble. Realmente increíble la victoria olímpica de Argentina. Va a ganar Argentina. Va a ser campeón olímpico, el momento más
glorioso. Baile, con baile.
De la historia del deporte argentino, campeón olímpico. El momento más brillante del básquetbol argentino, increíble. Los subcampeones del mundo ahora son campeones olímpicos. Y ahora el básquetbol argentino es campeón olímpico. Sí, gritalo. Abrácense que vale la pena. Abrácense que se lo ganaron. Bien merecido, Argentina.
Argentina's golden generation of basketball reunited 20 years after their historic gold medal win at the Athens 2004 Olympic Games, from which that audio was. The gathering took place at Parque Roca in Buenos Aires and brought together the 12 players who achieved the greatest milestone in the country's basketball history. The squad, featuring Pepe Sánchez, Manu Ginóbili, Chapu Nocioni, Luis Scola, Fabricio Oberto, Alejandro Montecchia, Carlos Delfino, Walter Herman, Leo Gutiérrez, Colo Wolkowiski, Hugo Sconocini, and Gabriel Fernández, was celebrated with a well-deserved tribute. It was an emotional night, filled with special guests and heartfelt recognition from the audience in attendance.
Argentina es campeón olímpico, medalla dorada para la selección argentina.
Para mí es la imagen de excelencia que tengo como entrenador.
To me, that's the image of excellence I keep in mind as a coach. That picture of the Argentine flag, the Italian flag, the US flag, to me it is very valuable. When you feel the gold medal on your chest, your whole career passes before your eyes. But the best image of all is when they raise all the flags, because one is used to seeing the American one always on top in tournaments, and this time seeing the Argentine one first and the American one third, well, we were trying to hold back the tears. Singing the anthems with passion and seeing the US was below us on the podium. And I remember feeling the Americans were seeing us as having their rightful place.
Pensando que a lo mejor ese era su lugar, ¿no?
Argentina's golden generation of basketball represents one of the most glorious chapters in the nation's sports history. This group of players achieved historic milestones and elevated Argentine basketball to the global stage. With talented and charismatic figures like Manu Ginóbili, Luis Scola, Andrés Nocioni, Fabricio Oberto, Carlos Delfino, Pepe Sánchez, and Rubén Wolkowiski, the golden generation not only collected titles, but also established a playing style and philosophy that inspired future generations.
Vamos por uno más, a bloquear el rebote. Eso seguramente le está pidiendo Oberto. El silbido ahora es argentino. El lanzamiento es para Tomasevic. Repitió el 1 de 2. Vamos rápido a la ofensiva. Arranca Montecchia, el pase para Gino.
¡Doble! ¡Doble!
What defined this generation was not just the individual talent of its players, but also their collective style of play, built on teamwork, strategy, and on-court intelligence. Led by Manu Ginóbili, the most iconic player of this era, the team prioritized passing, collaboration, and creativity. Their style combined a strong, organized defense with a fluid, fast-paced offense and a blend of European and North American influences.
El 2004 que haya simplemente dos países, la Unión Soviética no está más, Yugoslavia no está más, que tenían medalla de oro, Estados Unidos y
in 2004 only two countries had won gold medals. The Soviet Union did not exist anymore, Yugoslavia did not exist anymore, so being the only ones alongside the US with gold medals puts us in a very exclusive group. Thank you. This style of play made him particularly effective against teams like the US, whose players were mostly NBA stars with a more individualistic approach. In contrast, the Golden Generation seized every opportunity to leverage their collective strengths, and it was this cohesion that made them nearly unbeatable.
Ninguno nació en una cuna de oro, ninguno fue un predestinado, pero fue laburo, fue relegar cosas.
Nobody was born in a gold cradle, nobody was destined to glory. It was hard work, giving up things, like not traveling with my high school friends because I had a game. It was not going out much on Fridays, Saturdays, because all I cared about was playing well on Sunday. And to go out at age 14 and 15 and drink or smoke, like many of my friends would do, well, I didn't want those things. I wanted to play basketball, and I wanted to play it well. And that was much more important than anything else. And let me tell you, Fabio, Luis, Pepe, they will all tell you the same thing. The runners-up finish at the 2002 Basketball World Cup in Indianapolis, USA, marked the beginning of the Golden Generation. In the semifinals, Argentina defeated the US, becoming the first team to beat them on their home soil. Although Argentina lost the final to Yugoslavia, this tournament was a turning point, a clear signal that this group of players was ready to challenge the world's powerhouses and achieve greatness.
38. Segundos, ocho décimas, va a ir con el segundo intento. Anota, otro más. 10 de ventaja para Argentina, últimos segundos para acariciar la gloria al equipo argentino. Va Baron Davis de 3, afuera la pelota que se va. Va a ganar Argentina, va a ganar Argentina. Increíble. Primera derrota en la historia de los Dream Team desde 1992. Hasta hoy nunca perdió un equipo formado por jugadores de la NBA. Va a perder frente a Argentina.
The Golden Generation's most memorable achievement came at the Athens 2004 Olympic Games. Argentina defeated a star-studded NBA American team in the semifinals, delivering a historic performance that left everyone in awe. With a brilliant showing from Ginobili and a solid collective defense, Argentina advanced to the final, where they beat Italy to claim the gold medal. This victory established Argentina as a global basketball powerhouse and turned the players into national heroes. The bronze medal later at the Beijing 2008 Olympics was the Golden Generation's final great triumph, proving their success was no fluke. Despite facing injuries and younger opponents, Argentina secured the bronze, solidifying their legacy and reaffirming the greatness of this generation, which once again showed they could compete at the highest level.
Ese día que perdimos el partido de la medalla de bronce fue una de las derrotas más amargas para mí. Fuimos al vestuario.
That day when we lost in the bronze medal game, it was one of the most bitter defeats I can remember. We went to the changing room and some were crying, and I said something that I can't even remember, and we were putting our hands together to say go Argentina, and Scola says, can I say something? And he tells players, we played well again and competed for the medal. We didn't win this time, but I'd rather be defeated with you guys wearing these colors than winning with somebody else. Manu Ginobili is undoubtedly one of the greatest international players of all time. Excelling in the NBA with the San Antonio Spurs, the Argentine national team, and during his stint in Europe. His ability to score in critical moments, his creativity, and his leadership both on and off the court made him the central figure of this generation. In addition to the medals won at the Olympic Games, Manu earned 4 NBA championships and a EuroLeague title, and today is a member of the NBA Hall of Fame.
Qué lindo fue jugar con ustedes. Qué placer. Saber que en cada cancha que íbamos a hacer un grupo así, que nos íbamos a estar cuidando las espaldas en cualquier lugar, que íbamos a festejar juntos
It was so nice playing with you guys. What a pleasure to know that we would be such a group in every court we'd play, that we'd be covering each other's backs everywhere, that we'd be celebrating together. When winning, we'd have a very good time, but losing, we'd have an even better time because we'd say to each other priceless things, and that would consolidate our friendship and our group. So for all the time together, for all those friendships and those experiences, thank you very much. Luis Scola was another of the greatest figures in Argentine sports. A tireless and dedicated player, he was crucial in the paint and became Argentina's top scorer in multiple international tournaments. His commitment and professionalism made him one of the most respected players on the national team and a role model for future generations. Scola also had a notable career in the NBA, playing for 10 years in the league. He played for teams like the Houston Rockets, Indiana Pacers and Toronto Raptors, among others.
Un equipo que trasciende por muchas otras cosas más allá del básquet. Yo pienso que se creó un grupo.
A team that is so much more than basketball. I believe a very nice group was formed with mutual respect that always worked to improve. And I believe we pushed boundaries. To me, the best thing achieved was Manu Ginobili being part of the Golden Generation and Luis Scola too. So it's not the individual level, but the team what prevailed. And that's the reason for being so transcendental. Andrés El Chapo Nocioni was the heart and the soul of the team. Known for his intensity and energy on the court, Nocioni was a relentless defender and a reliable scorer. His ability to adapt to different roles and his fighting spirit were crucial to the team's success. He also had a stint in the NBA, playing for the Chicago Bulls, Sacramento Kings and Philadelphia 76ers. Over 8 years in the league, Nocioni was part of a wave of Argentine players making an impact in the US alongside teammates Pepe Sanchez, Fabricio Oberto, Carlos Delfino and Walter Herrmann.
El privilegio enorme que tengo de ser parte de ese equipo, tanto en la victoria en el 2004 cuando
the enormous privilege of being part of that team, both in victory when we were elated with the win in 2004, celebrating, as in defeat like in Spain. I didn't want to be anywhere else but with this team. Losing that game. The success of the Golden Generation inspired many international teams to rethink their approaches. Until then, global basketball was dominated by the US, especially in FIBA tournaments and the Olympic Games. But Argentina, with its focus on collective and tactical play, proved that a well-trained and committed team could compete at the same level as NBA superstars.
Pero cómo cada uno entendió su rol y el apoyo mutuo y el respeto mutuo. Pero hay miles de ejemplos de situaciones.
Each of us understood each one's role, the mutual respect and support. I've got tons of examples, things I've never seen playing with other teams. I won NBA championships 3 times, and you could say I was in the world's best team, but it's not the same. It's not the same, not the same feeling, the same security when one steps on the court. I won championships in Europe, and it was a tremendous team I was a part of, but what we were feeling for the man next to us, I don't feel can be felt anywhere else, because we are united through a great friendship with Chapu, with Luis, with Fabri, with Pepe, with El Puma, who later left. Many things happened for this group to exist. So apart from individual talents and the fact that 5 or 6 got to play in the NBA, this is what made this team stand out. Over the years, most members of the Golden Generation have retired, even though some, like Luis Scola, extended their careers as long as possible, showing their love for the game and commitment to the country. The legacy of this generation goes beyond the titles. Their success solidified Argentina as a basketball powerhouse and left a roadmap for future generations. The reunion of the golden generation of Argentina's basketball, a feature of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, by Luis Pandini.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界。
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the world presents. Argentina celebrates the Cosquín Folklore Festival. The National Folklore Festival originated 50 years ago by the initiative of a group of people who wished the name of the locality of Cosquín in the province of Córdoba in central Argentina to remain in the memory of folklore music lovers, and thus foster the tourist destination through the Argentine Creole music, songs and dance. Therefore, the first National Festival of Folklore, celebrated in January 1961, was attended by the official delegations of almost all the Argentine provinces and the most prestigious artists, who gathered to celebrate a party that exceeded the expectations of the organizers and the public. During those years, the folklore music stood for a sort of political social vindication of the Latin American and popular origins against the rock and pop music, mostly urban and Anglophile.
No apague el fuego, río cantó, es una hoguera mi corazón. Llega la copla, río cantor, para que crezca nombrando al amor, para que crezca nombrando al amor.
Since then, Cosquín became a referential of the Argentine folklore music, both locally and internationally. Every night, during nine running nights that matched the nine moons of Cosquín, the 24 Argentine provinces arrived in the locality with their delegations of musicians and dancers to represent every region's tradition. The festival fosters an innovation of the folklore music, and the bases of that time are still present in the Argentine musical taste. Those were the years of Atahualpa Yupanqui, Ariel Ramírez, Los Chalchaleros, Los Fronterizos, Jorge Cafrune, Alfredo Zita Rosa, and the fame of Mercedes Sosa and Horacio Guarani. Since then, the opening greeting by late Julio Marvitz became the distinctive mark of the International Folklore Festival of Cosquín. Since the very beginning, it was customary in Cosquín that consecrated figures of the Argentine folklore were given the opportunity of presenting their voices, something which otherwise would have been impossible. This way, in 1965, Jorge Cafrune, a songwriter murdered by the military dictatorship in 1978, summoned young Mercedes Sosa. It was the beginning of her popularity, which from that moment on, turned her into the ambassador of Argentine folklore.
El Festival de Cosquín es,
Jorge Cafrune says, this festival's peculiarity is that year after year, it consecrates one or several new figures of Argentine folklore. Let's have this one from Tucumán, Mercedes Sosa.
Mercedes Sosa.
The festival's second edition in 1962, the Buenos Aires Belgrano radio broadcaster and a net of radio stations throughout the country started broadcasting the Nine Moons of Cosquín live, attracting millions of people. Much at the same time of the major festival, as Cosquín was also known, there are truly Creole parties around the official lot, known as Peñas, that have become a parallel festival due to the presence of both the public and artists. The festival has exceeded the borders of Argentina, and journalists from all over the world arrived in there to cover the performances of musicians and shows. At that time, the OAS decided to sponsor the festival, considering it cultural heritage of the American man, and the Paris Museum shot and registered the files. The artist's parade is endless. The different sources of folklore meet in Cosquín. On the one hand, it is committed with the social causes, and on the other, with colorful landscaping, both themes sharing the same stage. The Kiyawasi Singers, considered the most important groups of the 60s and 70s, played a remarkable piece during the first decades of the festival, displaying a traditional style of the quartet.
Los cantores de Kiyawasi.
Tal vez esté enganchado un surubí. Qué ganas de gritar que yo también nací en la ribera sur del Paraná.
A frequent figure till his death in 2013 was the renowned composer and guitar player Eduardo Felú, author of some of the most beautiful pieces of the repertoire. From the presentation of Cosquín at the beginning of the 70s, he sings the zamba of the old love tune.
Eduardo Falú agradece el calor de vuestros aplausos con un éxito de siempre, Tonada del Viejo Amor.
De olvido.
días, el viento lo fue borrando y estoy más solo mirando el mar. El viento lo fue borrando y estoy más solo mirando el mar. Qué lindo cuando una vez, bajo el sol del mediodía, en el beso con un damasco lleno de piel, se abrió tu boca en el beso como un damasco lleno de piel. Herida la de tu boca, que lastima sin dolor. No tengo miedo a vivir con tu recuerdo lleno de sol. No tengo
the legendary group Los Chalchaleros as well.
Cuatro muchachos que entre las aulas del Colegio Nacional de Salta comenzaron a hacer cosquín hace más de 20 años. Los Chalchaleros. Y esta creación de Canqui Chazarreta cantan Esquina al Campo.
Si por la Jujuy y la Plata de noche empiezo a silbar, esquina de mi Santiago, la samba más samba me vendrá a buscar. Esquina de mi Santiago, la samba más samba me vendrá a buscar.
In 1967, Atahualpa Yupanqui obtained the festival first prize as the consecration. And in 1972, the authorities decided to baptize the main stage with his name. Atahualpa Yupanqui's pseudonym of Héctor Roberto Chavero is considered the most important Argentine interpreter of the folklore music. In 1986, France awarded him with the Order of the Knight of the Arts and Letters.
Desde él se asoman José Hernández, Buenaventura Luna, Acosta Villafañe, Andrés Chazarreta, Ricardo Rojas, los fundadores del canto nacional, para ver junto a miles de compatriotas un bautismo que nos enorgullece. Desde ahora y para siempre, el escenario mayor del cancionero argentino llevará el nombre vivo de Atahualpa Yupanqui. Y agradeciendo el aplauso en alto de la Plaza Nacional del Folclore, aquí el canto y la guitarra de don Atahualpa, el maestro.
Tú piensas que eres distinto porque te dicen poeta y tienes un mundo aparte más allá de las estrellas. De tanto mirar la luna ya nada sabes mirar, eres como un pobre ciego que no sabe a dónde va. Vete a mirar los mineros, los hombres en el trigal, y cántale a los que luchan por un pedazo de pan. Poeta de tiernas rimas, vete a vivir a la selva y aprenderás muchas cosas del hachero y sus miserias. Vive junto con el pueblo, no lo mires desde afuera, que lo primero es ser hombre y lo segundo poeta.
The story of the Cosquín festivals also tells us about the avatars of the social political history of Argentina, both during the paramilitary period and the military dictatorship from 1976 to 1983, when there was a list of banned songs and performers. This was the case of Horacio Guaraní, dead in 2017, who was threatened and pursued, and his songs, such as The Guerrilla Woman, banned.
Ocho abierto sobre el alba, la guerrillera viene abriendo los caminos, la guerrillera viene abriendo los caminos, la guerrillera.
During that period, the members of the Festival Organization Committee were also pursued and arrested. A renowned case was the one of Reinaldo Wisner, one of the founders, who was kept prisoner for over a year, accused of being responsible of having fostered the name of Yupanqui, a famous communist. Another case was Jorge Cafrunes, who interpreted a couple of banned songs in 1978 and a few days later was crashed over while riding his horse along a dirty road in the province of Buenos Aires.
Vuelo porque no me arrastro.
With the arrival of democracy, the banned songs and artists started coming back together with new voices interpreting a controversial repertoire. During the 90s, under the new neoliberal rebirth, the festival was privatized and a new change in the theme field started. New artists appeared and the relation with the public became much more businesslike. Groups like Los Nocheros appeared, and soloists such as the Chaqueño Palavecino and Soledad Pastoruti conquered the public overnight.
Felicitaciones a estas muchachitas santafesinas de Arequito que han logrado conmocionar a esta multitud en la Plaza Nacional del Canto y de la Música Popular.
As time went by, the Cosquín Festival succeeded in consolidating as the most important expression of the folklore music of Argentina and South America. Still keeps its international importance, demonstrated by the numerous delegations that seek to represent their music on the Cosquín stage. The phenomenon is such that since 1975, a show has been organized in the city of Kawamata, Japan, of 15,000 inhabitants, where Japanese amateurs of the Argentine native dance and music, clad in typical clothes, take part in a contest that aims at expressing the Latin American spirit so dear for the Asiatic people. Argentina to the World presented. Argentina celebrates. The Cosquín Folklore Festival. Production Silvana Avellaneda. Edition Matías Arrezaigor. The Voice, Miriam Túrcula.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Let's go over the headlines again before signing off. Families of Argentine Malvinas war victims visit Darwin Cemetery on the islands. Poverty in Argentina remains at 50%, says the Catholic University. President Javier Milei hosts first Buenos Aires CPAC right-wing conference. Colombian President Gustavo Petro criticizes the UK's visa requirements to his country's citizens. Cuba hit by third massive blackout in 2 months. Racing loses to Estudiantes, ending its title hopes. And thus we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. The sound technician was Gloria Sarmiento and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for listening. Join us tomorrow for a new program of RAE. Ciao.